It will cost $100,000 a year to operate the new center. At a news conference in Beloit to mark its opening, Secretary Frank said it makes sense to spend money on keeping criminals out of jail instead of paying the higher costs of locking them up.
We know that if we can prevent new crimes, we not only can make communities safer, but we can also save taxpayers future incarceration costs. The programming here is designed to assist participants who want to change the behaviors that led them to criminal activity in the past, thus promoting the rehabilitation.
The Beloit Center will serve more than 100 ex-offenders a week with classes in domestic violence prevention, anger management, drug and alcohol counseling, and employment assistance. Mary Beth Manning is a drug and alcohol counselor working at a similar center in Madison that's been operating since 1998. She says such centers work because they provide long-term support for ex-offenders.
The good things that I like are when I get a phone call like I did last week from a guy that said, "Hey, remember me? I was in the program. I have a chance to get this job. I'm still doing fine. Can I talk to you? I want you to talk to my boss." And we are getting more and more longevity than I saw 10 years ago.
The Beloit Center is one of three funded in the last state budget. One opened in Kenosha earlier this year, and another is scheduled to open soon in Milwaukee. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.